the good liars.
The good liars?
This is boring.
Boring.
I will die standing in my boots.
Herschel, yeah. I got you some condoms.
What made everyone so weird and sad that they had to come out here?
Oh, God. Mr. President, welcome to the show.
We are the good liars, and we are going to tell the truth. Trust us. Welcome to the Good Liars Tell the Truth. I am Jason Selvig.
And I'm DeVrom Stiefler, and we are the Good Liars.
And we may be the Good Liars, but on this show, we are going to tell the truth. And today on the show, we're going to be doing a Thursday grab bag of news of the day, including new JFK files released. DeVrom did some sleuthing on that, some heavy sleuthing, I might add. Oklahoma's new proposed teaching standards, including the 2020 election, and much, much more, including the Department of Education executive order signing. Well, let's get into it with a loud sigh. Ugh. So there's a lot of stuff going on all the time. And I say stuff, it really is shit.
Right.
Shit would be a more appropriate way to describe it. There's shit happening all the time. Every day there's
fans
new shit.
Everywhere. Shit hitting fans.
Getting hit in the face with shit. Sprayed with shit every single day. And that's just what it's like to be in the United States of America in 2025, which
something
is
we need
exciting.
To
kind it's an of exciting thing.
Confront and embrace.
Yes.
Part of our lives. Yeah.
And you are like a sleuth a little bit. You go out and you investigate things.
Good news to me. All right.
You go out, you investigate things. You get to the bottom of big stories. Right. And you did some copying and pasting from an article, is my understanding.
Right.
You really got to
as
the bottom of the big story.
Do, I looked up, I Googled, and I ended up on CBS News.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Do you want to say what you've uncovered there on CBS News?
Well, big, kind of breaking stuff from CBS News. The Kennedy files released.
Okay. Well, can you tell us what?
Yeah,
was
sure.
In there?
So, kind of some unbelievable stuff. Now, if you did any sleuthing like me, you would know the stuff I'm about to say. And here it is. I'm going to read directly from the article.
Okay, good.
The documents totaling some 80,000 pages. So there's got to be some pretty juicy stuff in here, right? 80,000 pages.
That's a lot of pages. Yeah.
I think so. Had been released before. Oh, okay. Well, that's a little less exciting. With sections redacted for national security purposes. Okay, so that's why
it makes sense.
Redacted certain sections. The declassified versions did not appear to contain any significant new revelations.
Wow. Look what you uncovered
so
there.
So I uncovered the big news about the JFK assassination.
But we should say that we did that Donald Trump is the person who is releasing these files.
That's important to note.
That's an important thing to note. And he's going and he's doing this. It's a big, big deal for.
But is it?
Well, let's get into this. I say yes for certain group of people, because we've gone to, at least I have. I don't want to speak for you. I've been to a lot of Trump rallies, and
I think it would be classified as a lot.
Okay.
Number I've been to.
Okay.
As well.
Great. So we're in agreement there.
In agreement.
A lot of people we talk to, JFK Senior, JFK Junior, depending on who we talk to.
Mm-hmm.
That's an important talking point for people.
Very important.
And it's important that they believe there's a big conspiracy going on there, and not like the movie JFK conspiracy, not Oliver Stone conspiracy.
Right.
Some of them are much bigger than that.
Much deeper, much bigger. We ran into this. Maybe it's like subsiding a little bit, right? At these rallies, it's like a little bit less of a feature. Would you say that? Or they're just not talking about
it? I think the last rally we went to, or maybe technically the second to last rally we went to, was in Georgia, and I talked to a woman who was
so
very
still
much
there.
Yes,
still there.
She also thought that the Joe Biden was replaced by a body double.
Sure, par for the course.
It's like if you believe one, you believe the other.
But that begs the question: like, why is Donald Trump releasing this stuff? Is it to please those people, the conspiratorial minded people who like really wanted to get to the bottom of this? And why would this scratch that itch for them? That no real new revelations.
Right.
If anything, they were just redacting parts for national security reasons, which.
So do you, in your sleuthing, do you have an example of that?
The sleuthing was just like, I would click and then I would scroll.
Okay.
I would read.
You would skim.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you don't, I guess my question is, like, what were the parts that were like unredacted?
So as far as I understand,
you're gonna make this up right now.
No, there were certain like names, certain types of methods of
intelligence
gathering, and those sorts of things. That even though they were from those decades ago, intelligence agencies would say we don't want those methods, you know, released into the public.
We talked to some people at some rallies,
right?
Who not only like the JFK Jr. thing, that is. I don't want to say that's standard. It's not like every single person we talk to at a Trump rally believes JFK Jr. is alive and well and is currently vice president. But a lot of people did. Like at every rally, I would say almost every rally, somebody would say that.
Right. And we weren't even necessarily going into it saying, let's see how many people believe this.
Yeah.
It would come up.
Yes. I think it was like we were in Wisconsin and asking like who should be the Trump's VP pick. Somebody was like JFK Jr.
Yeah.
I was like, oh. Okay, right. Outside the box, right. Maybe a dead guy would be the...
Well, you placed a bet with a lady in 2020 or 2021?
I think it was 2021.
Ugh, so basically, she said a long time ago, so many things have happened. But basically, she said by the end of this year, JFK Jr. will be the acting vice president?
Yes, or it'll be revealed that Trump is president now.
And you bet her
$100.
$100.
Which is, that's not nothing.
That's not chump change.
Yeah.
And who... won the bet for
well I didn't get the money if that's okay. What you're asking we did right.
To truly win the bet
emails.
You have to get the money. Should I pull up the video of one of the people we talked to?
Sure.
Because it kind of led us to something that I think
a new belief system
yeah. That has us thinking a little more about it in light of the release of these new files. -48.
Okay, well, -48 is Michael Brian Protzman. He is teaching gematria. Michael Jackson sang about it. A, B, C, easy as 1, 2, 3.
And so what is gematria exactly?
A, B, C, 1, 2, 3. A being 1 and Z being 26.
So Michael Jackson, was he part of -48?
No, but he is...
You keep saying is. Is he...
He's alive, brother. Michael Jackson's not dead.
Michael Jackson is alive.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay, let's bring him back here for a second.
JFK
who do you
is
think
not dead?
Really?
He was resurrected 4 days later as Jesus Christ.
Just like that, me. I believe.
Yeah,
JFK was resurrected as Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And he is your president. And Junior is your vice president as we speak.
As we speak right now, JFK Senior is president and JFK Junior is vice president.
Absolutely.
That's the kind of person that I can't help but think about in poring over these new documents, newly released unredacted JFK files, and being like, I'm sure we're going to learn that I was right all along.
Yeah.
Oh no, it's just a couple names and locations. And I just spent, I don't know, days awake.
Yes.
Reading 80,000 pages.
Well, they're probably only 20,000. I mean, that's a lot of pages.
That's a lot of pages.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pages.
So that was -48 the group. And we've run into these people a lot going the various Trump rallies. It doesn't matter where we are in the country. You'll see people with like the red ties and the shades who are part of this group. And they kind of came to fame, I guess, in 2021.
I believe
they went to Dallas because...
To Dealey Plaza.
To Dealey Plaza because they thought the resurrection of JFK was going to happen then. This
so
guy said
Dealey
it was 5
Plaza
days after.
Is the place where the assassination took place. They all showed up for days, right? In their red ties. They were like camping out, I think. It was a little encampment there that JFK Sr. was going to show up,
yes.
right?
Yes.
He did or didn't?
I don't know. I don't know. There's a possibility like part of him was still there in some way.
Oh, gross.
Yeah. I don't know. We were there. We went to Dealey Plaza.
I was
not
ask you about
when that.
That
happened.
Do you remember like what anything stand out from being there? We were in Dallas to go to a CPAC, I believe.
Yep.
Incredibly hot. Hot. 100 week in Dallas.
15 degree heat index or something.
And we went to Dealey Plaza and we just wanted to get a sense of things. I remember something that struck me a little bit. Was there anything that stood out to you?
Well, one, it's very small.
Yes.
The grassy knoll is literally.
Damn it, you got it. You got mine.
Is that what your thing?
Yeah. I'm sorry. It was tiny. No, it was like you see these videos and it looks like this huge procession and you imagine a much larger place, but like the grassy knoll is a tiny hill right over
maybe
there.
Maybe like 30 feet.
You go up. It's like a horseshoe shape kind of yeah. you know, road around this, you know, plaza, and it just looks so much bigger in the images.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was, and you, they let you go in. We went to the museum, and you, if you go in and you can see, like, they have it all set up, like where Lee Harvey Oswald shot him.
Okay. For anybody who's not paying close attention, Jason's doing the quotes. What, why is that?
Because I'm a big conspiracy theorist. Right. I don't believe he was shot by Lee Harvey Oswald. I believe he was shot by the Rafael gunman. Cruz.
Ted Cruz's father.
I think everything else happened as right. as it was. But,
do you think
yeah.
that's why Donald Trump wanted to release all these files so that he finally people would realize Rafael Cruz was responsible?
I hope so. Yeah, I hope so. It would be pretty funny yeah. if he did this all and like, it's like written Trump Sharpie, just like Rafael like Cruz, whatever it says.
It's like the red circles and everything. Yeah. And it all is just part of a bigger system of information that proves, wow, that would be really something.
That would be
I'm
huge.
Sure glad Ted Cruz wasn't elected president. We have a guy who's really seeking the truth
yes.
in office.
Yes.
The other thing totally was agree. That people talk about the impossible shot of it. And that was part of the conspiracy. The other thing was like in realizing how small this area was and going to the museum, the sixth floor museum, where you see where Lee Harvey Oswald camped
Rafael
out
Cruz,
and
yeah,
Rafael
yeah.
Cruz got his view. It doesn't look impossible. I think all of this to talk about negative 48 and the people were excited about JFK's return. And I don't know that they're any closer to that.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Yes. And there's been a few people we've talked to about it. And it, like the conversation is not just JFK. It's important to remember this. It's not just JFK who they're saying is alive. It's Michael Jackson, mm-hmm. one. Who else was involved in it? Robin Williams is involved somehow.
Oh, right.
JFK Jr.
is part of
Elvis.
It.
I don't know if there's Elvis involved. I'm not sure. I don't want
to. The guy I just spoke to, I believe he listed Elvis.
Oh, did he?
Okay. On camera or off, I forget, but I think he listed Elvis. It's almost any high profile person. Either they're still alive or they were killed for some reason, but it all goes back to gematria, which
yes.
is when you make A equal to one, B equal to two, you can take words, this seemingly benign sentences and series of numbers and translate them back and forth and you can find meaning in them. That can
yes.
tell you that JFK is still alive.
Yes. That was a big thing with QAnon when like,
didn't turn out to be true.
It didn't turn out to be true. A lot of the stuff. Right. A lot of the stuff. We're okay. still waiting on
okay,
some.
We're still waiting on some things.
JFK Sr. might still be alive, 113 years old or whatever he would be.
Hillary Clinton might be in Guantanamo, and they're the largest body of water in the United States, actually under Las Vegas.
You know,
and
all this stuff, though,
yeah.
that they're saying already happened. It might happen.
It might have already happened, but in the future.
In the future.
Yeah.
Yeah. We do have some sad news about this, though. The leader of this, I don't want to say cult because it's more of just a religion.
Thought experiment.
Yeah. The leader of this was a guy named Michael Brian Protzman. And I say was because sadly he passed away. He died in a motorcycle accident.
Right.
And you had heard this. I didn't know this. And I was interviewing this guy in Miami. About, and he was telling me that Mike Lindell was secretly JFK Jr. And then I was like, oh, so what's happening with Michael Brian Protzman? He's like, right. oh, he died in a motorcycle accident.
Yeah.
And you think like somebody who's everything's so conspiratorial with their way of thinking would be like, maybe there's the government did this or he was too close or whatever.
Yeah, that was incredible.
And he was just like, oh no, it's just a motorcycle
just
accident.
Happens.
That happens.
Like, things
and it was
happen.
Like, wait, what?
Right.
I thought we were
like, this is like the leader of your movement died and there was no investigative bone in this guy's body that
yeah.
needed to uncover the truth. He accepted that. No questions asked.
It's an interesting way to like the human brain, yeah. how it works yeah. sometimes. Cause it was like, he was up close with this. All the stuff he was saying, he was believing, but that was like a
the thing in his life, yeah.
He accepted, no problem.
You think any conspiracy theories still have a big effect on?
Yes, and that's a great segue to what I wanted to talk about. So this is a news story that is from the Oklahoma Voice, and it says a proposed Oklahoma social studies standards suggest, quote, discrepancies.
Read
in 2020,
Oklahoma Voice.
election. I am not going to do the Southern accent for it. I'm not going to just stereotype this.
No need to. Yeah.
So now state lawmakers now decide whether to approve the standards which dictate what schools must teach. So with this, would be taught in schools that there would be discrepancies in the 2020 election, like forming reality for like shaping the minds of young children in the image of Donald Trump's reality. Like, what are your thoughts on that? Would you hear that out
loud? I remember hearing, I don't know, middle school history or something where they said that, you know, the winners write history.
Yeah.
And it didn't mean as much to me then because I thought, well, there's a certain agreed upon series of events and facts. There's only so much you can control, like history.
Right.
This is now I understand.
Yes.
Donald Trump is in power.
And the losers are said like losers.
Losers.
Not a winner.
History is written by the winners.
Yeah.
Not the losers.
So you could lose, and if you can rewrite history, you can say you won.
Or if you can lose and then later win, you can erase your loss.
Yes.
Which is what's, I think, being attempted here. But it's so brazen. It's so strange. I just, until you're in it, you couldn't have convinced me that this is how obviously it would be done.
Yeah.
Like, experts would say there were no major, you know, there was no major voter fraud. Trump's own attorney general, but all these things, none of them matter. We're going to go straight to the schools and just start teaching people that it was so.
Yes.
And in a generation,
it was so.
It was so.
Yes.
That you know, Trump and his, and his God voice.
His God voice.
It was so.
So.
And now that would just be the people's reality.
Yes. And it should be noted, Oklahoma, 49th in the country in education, ranks 49th, second to last. But they're making a strong push right now for 50th.
For 50th. You think they can do it?
I think with...
They're making headlines.
If they keep this up, they say 2020 election was stolen. The earth is 3,000 years old.
Right.
I don't know what else you'd want to throw out there. It's probably something stupider than I could even imagine right now. But there's definitely a way to make 50. And I think they're making a strong push. And I want to congratulate everybody. Because it's like, if you're going to be at the bottom, you might as well be at the very bottom.
And it takes a village. Embrace like that. It's not just one person. It's a bunch of people's efforts over a long period of time.
Yes.
So that's great. So if Oklahoma, if you are listening,
the state of Oklahoma.
Yeah. Congratulations. Big congratulations from Jason over here.
Yes.
Making your strong push toward 50.
Go big or go home.
Exactly. Go home, Oklahoma. But I agree with you. There's no reason to be 49th.
Yes.
We were almost the worst.
Yes.
Okay. Let's be the worst.
Who's worse? You think Mississippi?
Mississippi.
It's gonna be Mississippi.
Well, that's my guess.
It's your guess? Should I look it up?
I think you should. It seems like there's no honor in being second worst. You might as well be worst. You could try and be the best, but that's just
According to Google AI, it's Oklahoma actually.
Really? Oh, there you go.
But you can't
it.
Like trust that. You can't trust that. I don't trust this, man. I don't trust the computer overlords. Sorry. We're going to have some technical problems here again.
We are.
I was just talking shit about computers.
Shit about the overlords.
Yeah.
Did you know that? Have you heard about this?
You guys seen this? Have you heard about this?
Have you heard about this? People are being polite to their AI.
Yeah. You mentioned that on the show.
Did I?
Yeah.
I just think about that all the time. If you go to ChatGPT and you type in a question, which I don't do very much, but probably I'll end up doing more and more. Everyone is. People are signing off with like, thank you, just in case it remembers.
But that's like such a human way of thinking that it will react. Like maybe it would.
I think people are thinking friend or foe, you know, when the robot wars start.
Okay. Skynet.
Who can they count on? Not me. I haven't said thank you. Maybe I'll start.
Well, I would just like to say to our AI overlords and all the computers out there, including the one right in front of me here, I think you all are great. I love you.
Yeah, come on.
And even DeVrom's computer, I love you. It doesn't get enough love, so I love you too.
Anyone in the comments, this is your opportunity to publicly say that you love your technology, just so you can avoid, I guess, prison in the...
I think you should be practicing what you preach right now, because you are being very mean to the computers, and I'm saying that for the record.
I'm not being sarcastic. I'm saying everyone's
Okay. I'm just saying
they don't understand.
They know
sarcasm
where I stand. Okay.
Yeah.
They know where I stand.
I want the truth.
Why? So you can put it down in your little report? I don't think you're ready.
Do you swear to tell the truth?
You just have to trust me.
You wouldn't lie to me, would you?
No, I need to know. I need to know the truth.
And the truth shall set you free.
See, it's better to tell the truth, even if it is uncomfortable.
Department of Education, Trump is going to sign an executive order going to dismantle the Department of Education.
What did we say? Shutter was the word that was used? Shutter the Department of Education, much like USAID. It wouldn't be officially closed, but like, it would make it nearly impossible to
like Blockbuster.
Like Blockbuster.
Yeah, shuttered as well.
Right. Blockbuster shuttered. Don't they have like a museum one still open or something?
I think so. And no, I think there's one open in Alaska or something.
Still open.
Yeah, I think so.
And there's Oregon. What I was going to say, but isn't it like a museum to Blockbuster? It's a real one? Fuck is going on there with people? Do they have VCRs?
Documentary on it. Well, it's not. They're DVDs.
They have DVD players?
Yeah.
We sure do love our technology here.
Yep. Even the DVD players. We love you. If you don't get enough love anymore.
I don't know
what
they're capable of.
So we're not going to talk about wrestling because we talked about it too much earlier this week. It's too much wrestling.
I'm just shocked to be hearing out of your mouth. I would say that. I would probably agree.
I just want to say this. They're shuttering the Department of Education. Dismantling.
And we're not going to talk about wrestling.
This is the only thing I'm going to say.
We're not going to talk about it.
The only thing I'm going to say is Linda McMahon, in her 2000 to 2001 storyline, where she was in a vegetative state, she was in that vegetative state in WWE storylines longer than she was Secretary of Education before it was dismantled.
Dismantled.
Yes. So that was she was more successful at being in a vegetative state.
Yeah. You could argue that she's kind of being in a vegetative state again, being
or she's imposing
appointed
that
to this cabinet position only to shut it down.
It's like a zombie secretary.
Right. We need you to like be the acting head of this thing that we just intend to gut immediately.
And it's like very, like we've said a million times, Idiocracy, being like, we're going to put a wrestling person here and it's really not going to do anything.
Right.
Like they're
it's a visual more than anything important.
Yes.
We're putting this person in charge. We know she can be in a vegetative state. We've seen it before.
Yes.
And we're going to ask her to do that again.
Yes.
Quickly.
So I want to give a shout out to Civics 101. Civics 101 is a great podcast, and they did a piece on the Department of Education, the history of it all. And one part of this was incredible. The Department of Education was created by Jimmy Carter. And an interesting little tidbit, and this is from Civics 101 that I learned this, it would not have been created had it not been for Jim Jones.
Whoa.
Jim Jones, who famously killed a bunch of people with the Kool-Aid, famous cult leader. There was a congressman named Leo Ryan, who was opposed to the creation of the Department of Education, Democrat, but he was against it. And he traveled to Jonestown because some of his constituents were there in Jonestown.
You mean as but like an investigative kind of trip?
Yes. And his whole thing was very fascinating. He like would go undercover a bunch of different places, much like the Good Liars.
Much like the Good Liars. I do remember.
I hope we don't have the same ending as this.
He did he went to prison to report on conditions
And
stuff like that. So this actually like wasn't like out of his repertoire of things.
And he was going there. It wasn't like he was like, I'm infiltrated. They knew he was a congressman going there.
But he had the audacity to do this because of his previous life doing things like this.
Because you did a bunch of things and you didn't get killed, and then maybe you think
maybe
you could do
one
again.
And maybe you did get killed after that.
Anyway, a little foreshadowing. Yeah. We can play this at the funeral, or maybe just.
Well, if we're talking
funeral,
like -48 people, you can live on.
Oh, that's right.
Maybe he's not.
If I die, dead. DeBrom, can you promise me to create a cult around me?
I promise that.
You promise?
I promise.
Okay.
Okay.
Or if anybody's watching this, please, like, I want.
If anybody's watching this out here, and Jason dies, reach out. Shoot me a quick email because we got to get the cult going.
But I want to have some ground rules here. Okay. Number one, I really liked kind of the story they had going with the Christ imagery. Mm-hmm. I want to be resurrected afterwards. Like, I want that to
do
be
something
canon.
Different than Christ and Christianity.
No,
can't you like
it's
make
such
a new
an
one?
Easy pill to swallow. And like, you can have fun with the other stuff. Like, aliens can be involved if you want. Like, it doesn't have to exactly be it, but it's such
so Christianity and Scientology kind of mixed would be your ideal cult.
Scientology.
See, for
the
me,
alien stuff
and
is
I'm not asking
like,
you to do this, but okay. It would be like more of like a yoga cult.
Ugh, it's so boring.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so Leo Ryan, he's against this, but he goes down to Jonestown.
Sure.
And it's a crazy scene. If you haven't watched documentaries or read books on it, basically they go and they're going around and everybody seems happy. And then somebody like passes a note. It's like, help me get out of here. And they realize this is a bad situation.
You're saying Leo Ryan and his constituents.
And, well, he was there and visiting the cult
right.
And with a news crew and other reporters. And then they realize they're in a bad situation. They go to leave in the plane and the plane's being shot at as they are trying to escape. Some of them survive. He does not. He dies. And now
does the plane take off? Do you
I believe the plane takes off. Yeah. I believe the plane takes off. But I don't want to get this wrong.
Don't want to rewrite history like some people.
Yes. I don't want to do that. Yeah. I don't want to do that. But I want this taught in schools.
Right.
I want this taught in schools. But then he dies. And then the Department of Education is founded.
So he was opposing the Department of Education. Yes. But because he died.
Yes.
There's some room for conspiracy here.
Yeah, there certainly
I'm
is.
Just going to leave some room for it. So the department
there been too much conspiracy
is founded. And I remember that this was elevated to like a cabinet position. That's important, even for like a small department like
yes.
this. We can get into like what in our understanding they actually do.
Right.
But that was a big deal.
It was a big deal. It's a big deal. Yeah. We've talked to people out in the field about education, and there's the one thing we kept hearing over and over again. We didn't hear it as much this election cycle, but it's critical race theory.
And what is critical race?
Well, actually, I talked to somebody who was against it, and I asked them that same question.
Mm-hmm.
That there should be rules about what is taught in school.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, what wouldn't you like to
see
taught in school?
There's critical race theory.
Yeah, that critical race theory, as soon as I heard about that, I'm like, why are we doing this?
What is critical race theory?
I don't know. I haven't.
Right. There you have it, I guess, is the only thing to say for that.
So we talked to a lot of people who were angry at the Department of Education.
Yes.
Because of perceived things being taught in schools that they did not like. Critical race theory was like a big one of those. People would say Marxist liberal stuff being taught in schools,
communist,
Department of Education,
propaganda.
Communist propaganda, all those words. And that's the problem with the Department of Education.
But it's the states that decide.
But kind of the interesting thing is this is a relatively small department. It's not responsible for what's taught in schools. It's responsible for policies, federal policies. What? Why are you laughing?
Just listening. Just listening. I'm not laughing.
But basically, people.
Sleuth and an expert on the Department of Education.
Back to CBS News. it's responsible for giving people fair access to education. They're not making curriculums. So all these people, why are you laughing?
I'm listening.
So it's interesting. It feels like it's unfounded anger that like this, people were showing up to school boards to protest things that the Department of Education was doing. That's not who was doing.
Yes. Okay. So are we mad at Linda McMahon? Right now, are we happy with Linda McMahon?
She's in a vegetative state. She almost is.
Speaking of Jonestown, we were talking about this earlier. At January 5th, 2021.
Not to be confused with January 6th.
Not to be confused. The day before, we did a bit. We love bits. We love it. And it was Trump Kool-Aid. Next day, people stormed the
really
Capitol. We were handing out Trump Kool-Aid, and some people would take it. Some people got the joke.
Right.
One guy was like letting us know, like, we were giving out Trump Kool-Aid. He's like, hey, just so you know, the Kool-Aid is a thing because of he didn't say the name right. were trying to remember.
Yeah,
what
trying
he
to remember
said.
Exactly what he said, but it was funny because of then
it's
I think
like
his
Joyce
wife
Jones
was
or something. He said
him or something.
His wife was like, "It's Jim Jones."
But he's
like,
was trying to lecture you on the kind of the imagery of handing out Kool-Aid.
Yeah,
And in a nice way, kind of trying to be like, you know, this could be construed as like drinking the Kool-Aid,
where people end up like
people
doing,
end up like
doing
bad
going
stuff
to their death because of the actions of cult leader
day before January 6th.
That's a great place to end, guys. That's such a happy little
I thought thing. So I felt happier throughout.
Before we go, Devram, do you want to give any words of wisdom to the audience before we get out of here?
Well, words of wisdom today, we're going to be a question and I'll ask you.
Okay.
What's a meat you would be okay subtracting from your diet? What's a meat that you could do without?
Pork. Easy question, easy answer.
Same.
I don't feel good after I eat pork. I enjoy the taste of it.
Right.
But I have a pulled pork sandwich, which I thoroughly enjoy the taste of. Mm-hmm. Afterwards, I don't feel well. My stomach feels bad.
You start having some of the memories of the pig that you ate, right? You're starting to see the farm.
Never.
You're starting to feel muddy.
No.
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 Not once?
Just it's like it's like human.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's like you got to... pork transplant, like you got a kidney transplant, you start to have some phantom like memories. Have you ever had that?
I've never had a pork transplant. No, have you? Been transplanted an organ from
I have not, but there was the guy who got the pig heart who survived for a couple of months, so that's coming. And then the second part of that question, which meat would you add to your diet? What thing do you want to eat that you haven't been eating?
Well, here's the thing. I feel bad after I eat pork, but not like it's not like I'm throwing up.
Sure.
So,
but like if you ever walked around, you're seeing, I was gonna say, you see something, you're like, I'd like to try eating that. What, anything?
Well, I'm just trying to think if there's something like to add to my diet.
Yeah.
That
could be insects. People are saying they're gonna start.
What is it? Escargot?
Insects in food. Escargot.
Yeah.
Snails to the layperson. Nails.
Had that in France. It was good.
Whoa, someone's been to France.
Right.
Very cool.
All right. Well, that does it for the Good Liars Tell the Truth. Thank you for joining us today. Take care of your computer overlords, and they'll take care of you.